from two beautifully scenic and historic locations, the Hudson Valley, New York, and Willow, Alaska. This is the Side Vibe, brought to you by Dog Works Radio. Your hosts are author, journalist, and photographer, the Five Sides mom, Dorothy Wills Raftery, and Dog Works Radio executive producer, canine behaviorist, trainer, and lead musher of Team Aneke, Robert Forto. The Sibe Vibe is all about the magnificent breed of the Siberian Husky. From training to grooming, and for those who show and breed, from parenting to playing and rescuing huskies in need, whether mushing over snow-covered trails or lounging on tropical shores, even for Hollywood Sibes on the big silver screen and so very much more. If it's about a Siberian Husky, we'll chat about it here.
I'd like to welcome all of our listeners and readers to the Side Vibe and say Happy New Year to everybody, and may 2017 be a very happy, healthy, and prosperous one for all of our listeners. And on today's show, I'm so pleased to have here, right here with me in my home studio, the very talented artist, illustrator, graphic designer, Barbara K. Slocum, who's also a very dear friend of mine. Barbara is the illustrator of my book, Buddy the Christmas Husky, based on a true holiday miracle, published through Arctic House Publishing. Barbara is a graduate from William Patterson University with a BA in Fine Arts, and she is a state and national award-winning art director, graphic designer, and is a published illustrator artist. She has over 30 years' experience in the design field, working for various corporations such as Prentice Hall, Prudential Insurance Company of America, A&P, the Great Atlantic and Pacific Tea Company, among others, with 15 of those years working within the nonprofit and educational arena. Over the years, she has continued to paint and illustrate for her own pleasure, refining her craft, studying under various talented artists such as Randy McIver, Paul Abrams, and Grace Barna. She continues to push the boundaries of her knowledge, attempting to live her life with the idea that, quote, you are never too old to learn something new, unquote. Barbara's paintings are a representation of places she has been and of the people she knows well, with inspiration drawn from observation, catching moments filled with emotions, and capturing the usual and unusual of the everyday. Walk through the experiences of her life with the happiness of an autistic child in Nastia's Wild Ride, which is one of her paintings, and also a chance meeting between a rock and sticks, creating a stone crab, which is a still life in the desert, to capturing the journey of an abused Siberian Husky from rescue to wellness and love via illustrations in my book, Buddy the Christmas Husky, based on a true holiday miracle, which, by the way, has been named Best in Print by American Pet Magazine for the past three consecutive years. Most recently, some of Barb's artwork, including the cover illustration, can be found in the recently published first volume edition of Local Color, and that's the Chestertown coloring book that features scenes by 17 local artists in the Chestertown, Maryland community. Barbara was raised in New Jersey, and she spent her summers with her grandparents on their farm in Connecticut. Growing up, she was surrounded by the beautiful New England countryside, and she said that inspired her to start drawing and painting. Barbara says she has always drew as relaxation, and she draws anything, she says, from hands, feet, her dogs, children. It's all fair game, she says. I like mixing mediums to get different effects, as in pastel for a soft look pencil to define, or oil pastel for density and depth. Sometimes laying down areas of watercolor first, then defining shapes into subjects with colored pencils, she explains. Barbara's award-winning designs have also included newsletters, calendars, annual reports, brochures, promotional materials, logos, identity packages, and much more. I've had the pleasure of working with Barbara for many years together and created quite a few works with her. And it's been my pleasure to work with her, and she's an extremely talented artist, and I'm so thrilled to have her here. Barbara and her husband of 38 years raised their two daughters here in New York. They recently moved to the Eastern Shore of Maryland with their dogs. And for further information about Barbara's paintings, please visit her website at www.bkslocum, and that's bkslocum.com. And you can also pop over to ArticHousePublishing.com and check out the artist, meet the artist and author section, and there you can get to meet Barbara and find out a little bit more from her over there as well. So without further delay, I'm so excited to have you here, and we're just going to kind of jump right in. So Barb, what first inspired you to become an artist?
Well, as a kid, I used to doodle and draw all the time, and I would have a lot of fun doing that, and I would pick things around the house to look at or outside, that kind of thing. And then when I went to college, I was a bio major, and one of my professors suggested I take some drawing classes to work on my anatomy, and I said okay, and found out I loved it more than I liked biology. So that started it.
The anatomy part.
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. Now, as an artist, and we've worked together for many, many years, as I said earlier in your intro, and of course we're good friends as well.
Yes.
And I know as an artist you work in many mediums, sometimes multiple mediums inside of one piece of art. You also do landscapes, slice of life portraits, and animals, and I mean everything. I have a few of your wonderful paintings here too. So can you tell us a little bit about your style?
Well, my style I would consider eclectic and kind of impressionistic.
Okay.
I don't stick to one subject because everything interests me. I love doing landscapes, and I like doing, you know, slices of life where you catch a moment and you can just feel it. You can reach out and touch it, and that's what attracts me to doing things like that. And to keeping it fresh, I find that if I stick with one subject, I get to be a little stale.
And you still got all of them, too, because, I mean, I have your lake painting,
yeah,
which I love.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, you did one of your own, two of them,
yep.
Anastasia, when she was at the fair,
mm-hmm,
which is amazing because of the expression on her face.
Pure
and
joy.
And we're going to put up links so folks can see this later, what we're talking about, as well as your other daughter where, you know, she has this beautiful hat and her hands are behind her head. So that's pretty
cool.
Yeah,
she was at the beach.
Yeah, yeah,
she was
really
at the
great
beach.
So all kinds of things are inspiration,
mm-hmm,
for you.
Absolutely. And the mixed media, I do that to get certain effects. If I can't get it with pencil, I go and take pastels. If I can't get it with pastels, I go to the oil pastels and so on and so forth until I get exactly what I'm looking for.
What you're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
So then you don't really have one particular favorite? All your mediums are your favorite, or do you have a favorite?
Drawing is my favorite. With anything, really. Give me a stick and I'll do that too in the sand.
Which, of course, will bring us to Buddy the Christmas Husky. Last month I had Mama Shari on, and we talked about Buddy the Christmas Husky and, of course, the book, Buddy the Christmas Husky, based on a true holiday miracle. And that was one of your projects, one of the projects that you and I worked on together for Artic House Publishing, because we also did the Epic Dog Tale books together. What is it that you enjoyed about illustrating this book and the subject, Buddy, who is a Siberian Husky?
It caught my attention and it held it because it was a fantastic story. And to have this dog go on its journey of being all alone and abused to being rescued and taken care of and loved, it made it that much more emotional.
Right.
So to do that, you know, you take, you do the research and you take all the trials that this dog went through. It was just...
And something you feel emotionally, too,
yeah,
because
absolutely,
there's so much emotion. I know when I write, there's, mm-hmm, so much emotion in it. And for you, you know, the emotion comes through in your illustrations.
Yes, it's a visual
it's
thing.
It's a visual thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so actually, we both hadn't met Buddy in real life when we took on the project.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, talking to Mama Shay helped form the story.
Mm-hmm.
Also, you know, hearing about it, you know, he has a big presence on Facebook. But for you, how do you go about creating those amazing illustrations, and you also did the beautiful cover painting of him without having actually met him?
It does make it a little bit more difficult, but what was good about
scene, doing the cover and how it manifested itself is that I did research, a lot of research on the Huskies in themselves, on how their mechanics work.
Mm-hmm.
So you do anatomy kind of thing,
right,
where you have to go back and see how they move or how they sit and how they lay and their emotional faces. And then when I finally got photographs of Buddy, I was able to pull all that research together along with his characteristics, and that made the illustrations.
Yeah. And you know, I just wanted to talk a little bit about how you and I work together, because I think, you know, for us it's such a fantastic working relationship, and it's nice to let like the folks who love the books know too, because when we work together, you know, if I have a concept, I go to you, and then you flesh things out for me and give me choices. And with Buddy, there's such a transformation in him, because from Buddy, who was rescued to the Buddy, you know, who was at the end of the book.
Mm-hmm.
How do you conceptualize how you want to draw, say, the Buddy who was shot and injured and sick to the healthy Buddy? Without, you know, we talked about how, like, you've studied Huskies and that, but that has to be a hard transition to try to bring that through in art. Like, I can say words to describe it, but you're bringing this forth, you know,
Visually.
Yeah. A picture's worth a thousand words.
Exactly. And then, you know, you try to, unfortunately, you know, we saw the photographs of Buddy when he was just first rescued. So that gave me a lot of ground to work with. And then when you see him getting finally to Mama Shea, and her care had a lot to do with it, and continued care also.
Right, yeah. And it comes through in the photos and the illustrations. Mm-hmm. And, you know, again, I just, for those who are fans of Buddy and also of the Five Sides and in art in general, so many of us who have, not just Huskies, but dogs, love to have portraits and sketches and illustrations of our dogs done.
Yeah.
You know, it's just kind of a wonderful thing, because when you and I get together, sometimes it's just a concept, like, hey, I have a story I want to write. I don't know what kind of illustrations I want to
do
yet.
As you describe the story, it you know, I'm a visual.
Mm-hmm.
You're a wordsmith. I'm a visual.
Mm-hmm.
And I can see it. You describe the story, and I have the pictures in my head.
Which is terrific, because that's what this marriage works well. And I know sometimes when I'm out on the circuit and I'll talk about, you know, when people want to write or publish their own book, there's so many different things to think about. It's not just the words on the paper. Are you going to have it illustrated?
Right.
Are you going to have photographs? And then you have to think about the type of illustration and then the book design itself, you know, it's so many, and which is also the other part of the parcel that you do as well, is the book design.
Mm-hmm.
I've been
a designer for many years.
And I worked with you for many years, and you came to us with so many more years of experience on that. And, you know, I know when I had the concept and I came to you, you know, I wasn't quite sure. I didn't really want to do a cartoon, because this is a serious story.
Right.
You know? And
right.
It's not just Buddy. Buddy represents so many animals that are rescued because of being abandoned. And I knew I wanted a touch of realisticness to it. I'm not even sure if that's a word, but, you know, I kind of wanted some, you know, something realistic, but yet ethereal, and try to get our message across. So it was pretty amazing to me what you brought back to me. And it was kind of like, that's exactly it, you know. And it's really great. And that process, how long, like, I know people always say how long, and it's hard to really put a number on, like, how long it comes to actually come up with an illustration. But when you're working on a project such as this, and someone brings you, like, I would like this, that, or the other thing, is there a time frame or how long that you would need before you can start coming up with some concepts?
The conceptual part, you know, it all depends on the length of the project. Coming up with the concept and having the writer and publisher agree to that kind of work, that, I guess, is like the launch point.
Right, okay.
So you really have to talk to the writer, make sure that you're on the same page, you know, cartoon versus more of a straightforward description versus something that is very realistic. And also doing the illustrations, you have to do a lot of research because you have to get your mechanics right.
Mm-hmm.
Because otherwise it doesn't look like it's real.
Right.
It might look real in your head, but when you go back to it, you're like, something's definitely off. So that takes time.
And I mean, you know, and people, when we look at it, because, of course, me having five huskies, I'm very familiar with huskies and the mechanics and mm-hmm. emotion and mm-hmm. expression. And that's what I really loved about the work that you brought back to me, because we didn't even have to really discuss that, and you just got it, which was really fantastic. Because, and I know everything that we did for this book, I had Shari, you know, approve mm-hmm. everything as well. And she, too, was just, you know, pretty much were blown away by the artwork,
yes.
So it really helped bring this story to life.
And then I do my job.
Very well, too. If you're just tuning in, this is the Side Vibe on Dog Works Radio, and we are talking with artist Barbara K. Slocum, and she is the illustrator to My Buddy the Christmas Husky, based on a true holiday miracle book. The book you can check out over at our publishing website, which is at www.arctichousepublishing.com, and that's A-R-C-T-I-C. And you can check out Barb's beautiful works of art on her website at www.bkslocum.com, and that is bkslocum.com. And you can also read about her in the Meet the Authors and Illustrators section over on Arctic House Publishing. Links to these sites are also listed on our show's website at dogworksradio.com/the-side-vibe. And we'll be coming up soon in a blog post over on my 5sides.blogspot.com. And of course, I always share links and all information on our Facebook page at 5sides Siberian Husky Canine News and Reviews. Also on Twitter under 5sides Mom. And the show, as well as other shows, you can check out under the Dog Works Radio family of shows over on iTunes. So, Barb, for blossoming artists and husky lovers alike out there, what words of advice for drawing or painting their dogs or scenes or having them, you know, painted or done for them, what kind of words of advice would you give to them for starting?
Well, again, it's about the mechanics, and it doesn't matter if you're a beginner, you know, intermediate or expert. It's about the love of your subject. You know, and if you love to draw or love to paint, you know, go for it and do it over and over and over again until you're happy.
Yeah.
But the whole thing is that you paint or draw what you love.
What you love, okay. Mm-hmm. And then you've donated a lot of your time and art over the years. You know, you've helped a lot with promoting the Buddy books, which percentage is donated to his care and care of other dogs through the Buddy's program that Mama Shea has, and you know, as well as you know, we had the canine epilepsy big auction that I did a couple years ago, and you donated a beautiful painting to
Thank you.
As well.
Yeah.
What is it about giving back to the community, you know, that really lights a spark?
Well, I feel that, you know, for animals or for special needs people, that they don't have a voice.
Mm-hmm.
And if I can help support the systems that are in place to support them, then that's what I'll do. And it makes me feel good.
That's
it makes
phenomenal.
Me feel human.
Yeah. I think that's why it all works, you know. And I know Shari, Mama Shea, loves mm-hmm. to call us all Team Buddy. You know,
mm-hmm.
There was Team Buddy that started, and I'm just talking about this particular book alone. You know, Team Buddy started online to help. To help Geneva, who mm-hmm. rescued him, to find him a home, and
right.
people came together and donated money, and, you know, they followed him, and, you know, he has continuous care, of course, because mm-hmm. of his issues, and then it's just grown. You know, he's made many friends, and then
mm-hmm.
we came on board with as the
yeah.
His author and illustrator, and you know, it's lovely because she calls us all Team Buddy, but it really is teamwork to help
exactly
give back. And
right,
I mean,
and it takes, you know, it takes a team.
It really does.
To support, you know, animals and their care, and
Absolutely.
Or other adventures.
And maybe one day they won't need as much care as it seems that they do today.
Exactly.
You know, it's too many in the shelter. So
exactly.
With everybody working together, maybe one day that will hopefully be minimal. If non-existent, that's a dream. But I mean, we can dream. When you finished the buddy illustrations, how did you know they were done? I mean, I know you and I bounce a lot of things back and forth and with Mama Shay, but you yourself, how did you know it was done? You know, and I just want to talk a little bit again about like creating the illustrated scenes, because we have like little mini vignettes through the book.
Per chapter.
So, right, exactly. That kind of portrays what's going on in that section, what Buddy was going through.
Well, going section by section, which was a great chapter break, and also it spoke of what was the effect of Buddy in that particular group. And how did I know they were done is because I felt comfortable and confident that the emotions that I wanted to portray were there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I would send over a copy to you and say, hey, what do you think?
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I feel like I get to where I want to be on the emotion scale. And then I need approval.
And on the other side of that, when I get them, I'm always like I think of Buddy who is out in the snowstorm,
right.
And you know he's curled up, or mm-hmm. when he was rescued, he's in the back of Mama Shay's
mm-hmm.
truck, and it's like when you bring it to me, it's just like wow, that's it, you know, just because it is. It's about moving you and feeling what Buddy was feeling.
If I can get somebody else to feel what I'm feeling, then I've reached the end of that particular drawing.
That's awesome.
Illustration.
Mm-hmm. Now let's take one of the illustrated scenes that are in there, and how long does that take to create that from the time that you get pretty much all what you need to do to go on to create it?
Time frame? In the sense of minutes?
I hate to say yes on that, because even with writing, there's time is kind of irrelevant in the art world. So just maybe like I don't know, like
from beginning. Okay. So I sketch it. Well, how about I give you my process?
Okay. That would be great. Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
My process is I read the manuscript first, and I pick out certain scenes that I think would be appropriate to illustrate. I send them back to the writer. They say yay or nay, and then I go ahead from there. So now I have my scenes. They might be 15 of them,
mm-hmm.
and I take one at a time, and I do a quick sketch, and then I start fleshing it out. And then it depends on what medium I'm working in. Buddy, for example, was pencil charcoal. And I flush that out until I get to where the emotion starts to show. And then I just continue to work until I hit where I think it's good.
You feel it's good and it's done.
Yeah.
Now, the other avenue that we also do as part of these book projects...
Mm-hmm.
Is the book design, the layout and design,
mm-hmm.
Which you also did for not just Buddy, but
mm-hmm.
you were my book designer for Epic Dog Tales, because that was more of a coffee table, photograph, individual
beautiful
stories.
Beautiful piece,
I get goosebumps every time I think about that book, because I think everybody knows how near and dear that book is, but that was something I knew I wanted, this big, beautiful coffee table book that was
mm-hmm.
going to highlight these very special dogs, and you know, talking to you, and I always know you're going to get it, and you just did, and you ran with it, and it's a beautiful book. But I think sometimes, you know, people like to understand like what it goes into a design of a book. I mean, it's quite a large
undertaking. Yeah. There are a lot of elements to, if we're talking about the epic book,
right?
There are a lot of pieces, and I call them elements. So you have everything from the initial opening, which is your cover. You know,
mm-hmm.
you want people to come and pick this up. You want them to take a look at what this is all about. And this is such a near and dear thing that it had to be treated as a sensitive
Right.
Because these are sensitive stories.
Right, and they're coming right from the people's heart. And
yeah.
Just for our listeners, we are talking about the epic dog tales, heartfelt stories about amazing dogs living and loving life with canine epilepsy.
Yeah.
Anyone, I know there many people have it, as well mm-hmm. as, you know, they can get that through ArticHousePublishing.com. But Barb was the designer that worked with me on that book. And yeah. You're right, there, because these are stories that come from everybody's heart, and mm-hmm. some of these dogs had already lived. You know, mm-hmm. these were stories of dogs that were no longer with us physically, as well as dogs that mm-hmm. still were. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we wanted to make sure there was a sensitivity to that and really highlight their stories, because yes. it's very important, and really showcase these dogs each on their own page. And right. basically, they were a star yes. within this book.
Yes. And what was also good about the project is that there's a lot of help in the back of the book,
mm-hmm.
a lot of websites, and again, those are elements that you have to incorporate and treat this whole project as not a monument, but as a
tribute, right? But also a helpful resource,
absolutely,
for future people who are going to have this journey with these dogs,
right? So at least they have some place to go for support and understanding.
Right, and you also help a lot of the charts, because I have charts and information
oh, yeah.
things in there. So you also create those. So that is another.
Yes,
you
I
know,
do it all.
You do it all. So also, what do you hope that your art inspires in people, or your book designs, and it's not just book designs, because you've designed so many things, from magazines and brochures and calendars and
annual reports.
But when you're done with a project, whether it's your own painting, your own sketches, or your design work, what is it that you hope that your designs inspire in people?
That they come away with something that's, well, it depends on what it is. If it's a printed material, that they come away with the information that they're looking for. Or it emotes a story or a feeling for that. With painting, my love, an emotional connection that they could almost like reach out
And touch it, or be in it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So whether it's, joy at the beach, or riding the carnival, and you feel it. You would get to be there with the subject.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
And it's true, because I love your paintings, and they evoke an emotion.
Yeah, maybe. Or the painting of the lake,
mm-hmm.
which is someplace I grew up. And the stillness of the water, and just being there, just reaching out and touching.
And you were somewhere completely different and inspired by that when you did it. And yet,
yeah.
when I saw it, it brought memories of Lake George and when I
yeah.
used to go away there. And
yeah.
that's why I had to have it.
Yeah.
So it's very interesting on how one place or thing can inspire you, but yet somebody else can see
connect
and fall
it.
In love and connect with
yeah,
it
absolutely.
Elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So what's up next for Barb Slocum?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I am working on my studio right now, which is good, and I am trying to get enough paintings together to do the artist walk, which is
cool.
in Maryland. Yeah, I'm very excited about that.
When is that?
It's supposed to be in October. I don't know if I'll make it this October. I might make it next October. But I'm going to class. And yes, I still go to class.
I think that's great, because somewhere you even had a quote about always being open to learning.
Yes, yeah, mm-hmm. all different kinds of things, and why not, you know?
Yeah, that's
so I go to class. I learn, even if I learn a little bit of a nugget every time, it's something I can put into my work.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And you know I love you, so I'm so happy
you
came on and talked
Thank
to us
you.
About the book and about your work.
Thank you for having
me. And we will have more projects coming from me and Arctic House with Barb down the road, so stay tuned. And Barb, thanks so much for joining us.
You're welcome.
All right, take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.